This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare. Since 2017, with its focus on appropriate opioid use, Intermountain Healthcare has reduced its opioid tablet prescriptions by 12 million doses. In 2021, it reduced the use of high-potency opioid tablets and currently is focusing on overdose rescue with naloxone. Intermountain has expanded its focus on naloxone in order to improve patient safety. The healthcare system has set a goal in 2022 to have 25% of patients with an opioid prescription to also have a naloxone prescription within 12 months of receiving the opioid. Anyone taking an opioid for any reason is at risk for opioid overdose, even those taking opioids exactly as prescribed. So Intermountain has trained providers, clinicians, and pharmacists to have naloxone discussions with all patients receiving an opioid prescription. This is just as important as having a fire extinguisher in the house, said Kim Compagni, Pain Management Services Assistant Vice President for Intermountain. You never want to think this can happen to you, your family, or child, but it can. Be prepared. Naloxone, which is sometimes known as Narcan, is an opioid reversal medication that can reverse potentially fatal overdose effects. By setting appropriate pain goals and teaching pain management alternatives to opioids, prescriptions have been cut to a 3-day supply, the time needed to get through the initial pain. The message that we want people to hear is that some pain is expected, especially after a surgery. And the goal is not always to be pain-free, Compagni said. Setting appropriate pain goals with your doctor is important. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.